Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose Voice for Veterans. On Radio St. Pete, online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive and keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine. All right, it's after 12 o'clock, and I know we have some listeners, and we want everybody to call somebody and tell somebody about this radio show. It's called Voice for Veterans. And we've been doing it for quite a while, and the purpose is to make sure that there is a voice for veterans, not for all the regular stuff that you get, yada, 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 but the stuff that you don't get. And if you're a veteran and you have a question, or if you have an answer, I like the answers, the solutions more than the questions. Let's bring it to us, 96.7 FM, but you can find me at ontheairtoday.com. Now go ahead, get to your situation, take a moment. ontheairtoday.com. That's our statement. And I want to tell you, if you go to the website, at the very top of the homepage, there's a link for information to help you with different things that are available for veterans. And new stuff is being added all the time. And I always start off with my buddies. Site content for Veterans Crisis Line, 1-800-273-8255, 1-800-273-8255. And you can just go on veterans.gov and find it. And it'll lead you into a lot of other activities that are going on that you might need to know about. I like the DMDC Support Center, 1-800-447-8227. It's a contact. As a voice for veterans, we make sure that there's certain contacts that are put out there. Most of the time, we have people who have certain problems, and they can go to their VA, and they can find a solution. It may take a little while, but they'll work it out. And with all the cuts being done to our poor Americans, farmers, VA, hospitals, government working jobs, because now that the COVID disappeared, all them people working from home got to go back to work. Save your job. Show the value of what you do and save your job, because a lot of people have been let go and brought back because they were really needed, but they took time to make sure that everybody knew what they did. All right, now we're going to talk about another one. I know that's different, but let's talk about benefits and services. 1-800-827-1000. Okay. There is a way to reach out for your benefits and services. Of course, you can go to ontheairtoday.com. We have it all published right here. You can find it, find the number, find the email, find the text, whatever you need to do. If you happen to have a reason, it's right here on theairtoday.com. And of course, we've been doing it along with WVET online radio for 19 years. So this is now a proven way to reach out to our veterans. Now, I want to do something because the DOD is a place that most people don't know. Sexual assault support from the DOD. Community, GI rights, okay, and it's hotline, 877-447-4487. Provides accurate, helpful counseling and information on military discharges, AWOL or UA. There's a lot of information that might be hard to go through that I just gave you in context, and they gave you the hotline. I'm going to go ahead and give you a safe line, 877-995-5947. Hopefully, between those two numbers, you can get some help. And this is fine. It was me that gave me a shock when I found out how many more of our military are women. You know, So believe me, there's help. And you can get it. You can get information on how to stay in touch with everybody. Don't you worry about it, because it's Keith, the boss of the beach, and I'm right here for you on theairtoday.com. Of course, WVET online radio. And this is Voice for Veterans. And I want to say thank you to all of our partners and our different sponsors, especially Richard Corselli, who's, of course, out there with the Veterans Health Network. And, of course, our buddies down there in Miami. And we know what they're doing. They're trying to structure a plan that will continue on. So we now have a television network that's getting ready to pick us up. And that's with Kevin Humes. Been there with American Veterans Alliance, Society for Hispanic Barriers, over 20 years. A good man. And we're working on some stuff that will make the future come alive right now. And the next thing, of course, is we want to thank, of course, Wardell McGee and his team, because they have done a lot, and they are now pushing heavily. And of course, it is the embassy now. U.S. and Latin Veteran Support Embassy is active. It's there. If you have an international situation, there's a lot of veterans that are still outside the United States. It still is there to help, whatever you have. By being in Miami, they have contacts in New York and London. So those three areas that they do have stuff where they can continue to take care of our veterans no matter what. All right, everybody, let's go into something else right quickly here, because the summer is here. Be careful. And it's hot down here already. So if it's summertime, there's a lot of warm places that you can go. But if you want to come to Florida, you definitely want to set your plans, because we live in paradise. In the wintertime, yes, we're full. In the summertime, some of the what we call snowbirds, the Canadians and all that, are gone. So there are places that you can come. The crowds are still crowded. I can't tell you that, even though you lose a half a million or a million people, it doesn't make any difference in Florida, because you just replace them with other places. But there are a lot of places, and all of them do say, we support vets too. And that's what I want you to know. A lot of information out here. Get online, contact us. Please let us know. If you send out, go to the website, it's a contact email, text, whatever it is, reach out, and we'll help you. In some of the places that give better discounts for veterans, they have special activities that I support our veterans who come to Florida and enjoy. I mean, Crystal Lake is still one of the most beautiful spots in the world. You know, it's all nature. You can do that. Of course, you can always go way over to the Ormond Beach area on the other side of the coast and do the same thing. Orlando has gotten to be very good as far as trying to let veterans know that they're welcome to all the theme parks and all that go, but they're not cheap. So remember that. If you're going to go do the Orlando, it's wonderful. Now, let's just say that you want to get south of there and you want natural Florida. Go to Naples. There's a nice little place in Naples that accepts all the veterans' information. So get down there. And, of course, you know you can always stop in Clearwater. We have a wonderful, wonderful place in Clearwater, and it's right there by Bay Pines. So if you have any information that you want to get when it comes to you, Bay Pines is right here in St. Petersburg. You're right across the bridge from Tampa, and there are four or five different things that support our veterans. So we want to thank them to continue to support our veterans. Thank you, everybody, for today's show. We did a good job. We made sure that you had some information, and I want you to go to ontheairtoday.com, look at our list of activities, look at our special list of what you can get help with while you're down in this area or anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world. You can contact us through the emails and the texts and the stuff, and we will put you in touch with the right people at the right time, at the right place. All right, here we go with the next show. And I want you to go ahead and listen to enjoy some music, and we'll be back with you.
passion, the groove, the melody.
I definitely want to thank you for that wonderful song. I cannot do a show like this without a little music. It carried us through, and it's going to continue carrying us through. I want to thank everybody, because today I'm doing this show, the day after a special holiday, Juneteenth. As I was watching TV last night, we got some information on what Juneteenth was, and that, of course, is Texas. If you know anything about Texas, Texas was the last state that got into the slavery, so they kept the information away, so a lot of people in Texas were free and didn't know it, Juneteenth Day. We want to thank you for your doing. Now we got a major parade for the Army. This is the 250th year for the Army. Everybody stand up and salute our guys. But it was very good. I looked at a part of it, and it was very good. Get a flag, hold it up, salute. Thank you. As I looked at the TV, I found out something that I didn't know. When the Army, I started allowing African-American soldiers to become a part of the military, they set up a special regiment so that they could take care of the African-Americans. What I didn't know, that it was African-Americans and Puerto Ricans. Both people were there in this special segment. And what's nice about it is they were the hell fighters, and they never lost a battle. So even though they separated them, even though it was segregated, and even though that, the best soldiers were those who were separated. And they stood the test, and want to say thank you. So everybody got to salute the Army. Get on out to the Army and enjoy the parade. And I want to thank you guys for taking a moment and listen to this little monologue, because it has to do with the Army. It has to do with the Puerto Ricans. It has to do with Juneteenth. We thank you. We appreciate you taking time to listen to this. And it's Keith. And the summertime shows are coming. Thank you, Joe Bardot, and all the team, everybody who make this possible. And we'll be doing this as a podcast from the office very soon. And you're going to see my face in the place, and we're going to make sure that you're okay. And as Paul Harvey would say, stay tuned next time for the rest of the story. Thank you. Keep the boss of the beach over and out with a shout.